We are the Pop Gorillas, and this festive season, I watch 31 Die Hard Derivatives. Welcome to the party, pal! It's Die Hard in space, on a Treasury space cruiser. This made-for-TV sci-fi actioner starts fairly promising through a fake ads montage and Galaxy Corporation criticism, which fancy themselves as somewhat of a satirical Verhoeven slice of sci-fi. They offer much that the rest of the film does not deliver on. For 45 minutes, the plot proceeds to tie itself up in knots, meaning we don't get to the simple elevator pitch plot hook and derivative Die Hard scenario until 45-ish minutes into this 86-minute movie. It is madness. Once the film enters its second half and the space pirates board the spaceship to complete their planned perfect crime at the speed of light, whilst the majority of the crew is in hypersleep, the pace and the audience enjoyment factor picks up from laughable to passable. What transitions from first half to second though are the archetypal made-for-TV hallmarks, such as shoddy sets and props, periodic fade-to-black advert breaks, and daytime soap or Baywatch brand of awkward acting. Best exemplified by accented protagonist Oliver Grenier, who is a low-rent, poor man's JCVD. What is surprisingly impressive is the visual effects-heavy action sequences, which belie its, admittedly unquantified, but definitely meagre budget. Overall though, I'd have to say, don't fall into the trap of watching this velocity crap. Make sure you subscribe, because it's to your advantage not to miss all the festive treats we have in store for you. Yippee-ki-yay, movie lovers!